Have you ever examined your financial motives? Hi, I'm Chuck Bentley with My Money Life from Crown. Many people work, give, spend, save, and invest without ever considering their motives. Proverbs 16:2 says, "All the ways of a man are pure in his own eyes, but the Lord weighs the spirit." We can justify our actions, but the Lord knows our heart. Our motives matter. So consider a few questions. What's your motive for work? Is it to get rich? Store up a retirement fund so that you can eat, drink, and be merry? Or is it to glorify God by taking care of your family and doing work that pleases Him? How about your spending? Does pride lead you to the latest gadgets, the highest quality, and exclusive brands? Will only the best satisfy your desire for comfort and status? Don't fall for Satan's trap of chasing happiness with what you purchase or own. Our spending should be cautious, knowing that we're a steward of God's money. Why do you want to get out of debt? Are you seeking financial freedom to simply live more comfortably than others? Some want to be out of debt to become more materialistic, but with less guilt or lower costs. A better motive is to be free from the control of any masters, to serve God to the fullest and have only one master. We should even examine our motive for giving. Do we give to get something in return? To impress others, to make a name for ourselves? Or do we give to please God and look only for the rewards He promises to cheerful givers? Our motives matter, so be sure you're pleasing God, not yourself, when making financial choices. And if you want to improve your motives and finances, our budget coaching program can put you on the road to financial freedom. Go to crown.org and click on the Get Help Now tab. You can start today at crown.org.